We heard in Sylvia's report about an Italian scientist who had predicted a major earthquake around L'Aquila. Can earthquakes be predicted? We're joined by seismologist Walter Mooney with the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park, California. And Walter Mooney, to that question, can earthquakes be predicted? You say what?
Well, I would say we sure wish we could predict earthquakes, but unfortunately, despite our best efforts, we haven't found a way yet. So instead of doing short-term prediction, we can do something which I think is equally valuable, and that is give the long-term probability of an earthquake.
Mm.
So we can tell you where there's a risk and how high a level of risk there is. But you know, we can go even one step further and do better. We can measure how often a fault produces a large earthquake. And with carbon dating, we can even make a calendar of events on a fault. Well, this is really something amazing, and it allows us to say that this fault repeats about every 100 years or every 50 years, and that, say, the last earthquake was 40 years ago, so let's not build hospitals nearby. Let's take precautions, retrofit the building so they stand up.
What you're describing, this long-term forecasting, sounds very different from what this Italian seismologist was predicting in the short term. And he apparently was basing his prediction on concentrations of radon gas around seismologically active areas in this part of central Italy. What might radon gas indicate that he would be worried about?
For a long time, we've felt before an earthquake, the fault will kind of prepare itself. And one aspect of that kind of preparation would be if you're squeezing the fault like squeezing a sponge, water will run out, that as the fault prepares itself, it will begin to compress and expel gases like radon, which are easy to measure. So in the late 70s and early 80s, we went through this feverish activity of measuring radon emission along the faults in California and actually throughout the world. What we discovered was that, unfortunately, radon was not a reliable indicator. Sometimes we had big earthquakes with no radon signal, and sometimes we had big radon signals and no earthquake. Radon, unfortunately, is not a reliable indicator of future earthquake activity.
There had apparently been a number of tremors in this part of central Italy since January at pretty regular intervals, and apparently several tremors last night before this major earthquake hit. Would a pattern like that indicate to you that something bigger was to follow?
What we have found from studying earthquake zones is about 5 or 10% of the time, a region will exhibit what we call premonitory earthquake activity. But you know, if it's only 5% of the time that these small foreshocks precede a major event, it's not really that reliable an indicator, and we really can't rely on these small earthquakes to tell us that the big one is coming.
Do you think that science will be able to do in the future what it apparently, you're saying, can't do now, which is to predict earthquakes with some fairly narrow range of time and location?
Well, I would say that short-term earthquake prediction is exciting. Everyone is interested to hear about it, but it has been an elusive goal, and I believe it will be an elusive goal for many years to come.
Walter Mooney is a seismologist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park, California. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.